With KEZU News, I'm Michelle Loxton. It's been just over a week since the devastating dive boat fire off the coast of Southern California left 34 people dead. On board were scientists, photographers, diving enthusiasts, and a marine biologist who was actually the trip's dive master. KEZU's Erica Mahoney has this remembrance of a woman whose family is a fixture of the close-knit diving community on California's central coast.
As the sun begins to rise, a couple of fishermen launch their boat at the Santa Cruz Harbor. The harbor is home to commercial fishing boats, charter vessels for whale watching, and hundreds of sailboats. For many locals, life revolves around the ocean. That's true for the Finstad family. Nearly 50 years ago, they opened a dive company here at the Santa Cruz Harbor. The company, Worldwide Diving Adventures, was eventually handed down to daughter Christy Finstad and her husband Dan Chua. Finstad's brother, Brett Harmeling, says taking over the family business was a big responsibility, but something she was passionate about.
And so she was literally living her dream. Many people will admit and agree with the fact that Christy was meant to do exactly what she was doing while she was here.
41-year-old Finstad was leading the scuba trip to the Channel Islands National Park. Just off the coast of Santa Barbara, the park encompasses five islands with remarkable diving. Before dawn on Labor Day, the trip ended in tragedy. The boat that Worldwide Diving Adventures hired for the trip caught on fire. Federal investigators have launched a criminal investigation, looking into possible safety lapses on the boat. The boat, named Conception, is based in Santa Barbara and owned by a company called Truth Aquatics. Finstad is among the 34 passengers who died on the boat. Five crew members survived. Finstad has been diving since she was a child. She studied aquatic biology at UC Santa Barbara and often brought her microscope on board. Harmeling says she opened people's eyes to the small and sometimes overlooked creatures of the ocean.
She had a heart that was full for adventure and exploration and just getting to know Mother Earth.
In the early 2000s, Christy Finstad worked for the California Coastal Commission. Chris Perry, the public education program manager, was her supervisor and says Finstad's love for the natural world was palpable. She even created a program called Project Grow, which gets volunteers involved in habitat restoration.
It's really a wonderful legacy for her, I think. It's still growing strong. We have involved tens of thousands of people in this work of restoration, and many acres of wildlife habitat have been restored.
It was around 2015 that Finstad turned her full attention to the family dive business. Finstad's friend, Emily Zimmel, co-owns another dive company in Santa Cruz called Adventure Sports Unlimited.
She had a lot to offer to this diving world. She came in all the time with these awesome ideas. It's just radical ideas.
Ideas like incorporating seafood foraging into her dive trips. Zimmel says her family and the Finstads co-charter dive trips together, including an annual family trip over Memorial Day weekend.
That's what these boat trips are all about too, you know, is having the best time you can have with the people around you who share the same passion.
Finstad and her husband recently completed a sailing trip across the open ocean from Cabo San Lucas to Sydney, Australia. And as hard as it is, her brother, Brett Harmeling, says he's grateful she left doing the thing she loved most. In addition to Christy Finstad, at least five others from the Santa Cruz area lost their lives in the boating tragedy. Erica Mahoney, KAZU News.